2,753 people were killed in New York on September 11, 2001, but only one of those deaths was recorded as a homicide, and it was not related to the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. The victim was a 46-year-old Polish immigrant, Henryk Siwiak. On that day, he was on his way to a new job cleaning a supermarket at night when he was shot and killed in Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood. 10 years later, the murder remains unsolved. It's difficult to reconstruct Siwiak's last day and even harder to find a motive for his killing. Ava Kern-Idrihovska has the story.
It was around 11:45 at night. The streets of Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn were almost empty. Most people were at home, glued to TV screens, trying to comprehend the unimaginable. Their hometown had been attacked by terrorists. Mona Miller lives at 121 Decatur Street, just off Albany Avenue. She was taking care of her ailing mother when suddenly she heard a noise outside of her window.
I heard a couple of men out here talking, arguing, and then I heard a shot. I don't know if I heard a shot or a couple of shots, but I didn't come to the window because I'm inside, you know. I don't dare come to the window. And the lady came in later and said, "Oh, there's police outside and everything." And I looked. Sure enough, there was a fella. He was right over there. He had a khaki uniform on. I remember that.
That man lying on the sidewalk in front of the building next door and dressed in a military camouflage uniform was Henryk Siwiak. Police recovered 7 shell casings across the street, but only one bullet hit him. It came from a .40 caliber handgun and hit him right in the chest. It was the only homicide in New York City recorded on that day. 10 years later, it's hard to recreate Henryk's last day. He was in the midst of looking for a job. Work was the reason he had come to the U.S. 11 months earlier. In Poland, he worked for the railroad, but didn't earn much and had little prospects to improve his family's situation. His sister Lucyna had been living in the U.S. for 6 years and invited him to join her many times. Finally, he made the trip and decided to stay for a while, even though he didn't have legal documents. At first, he lived with his sister in her apartment in Far Rockaway, Queens, and then moved only a few blocks away.
He work and work and work, hard-working person, from early morning to evening, and send money to Poland to wife and kids, and that's it. All life was around job.
He did all kinds of jobs, construction, cleaning, whatever brought in cash. Every month he sent at least a few hundred dollars to his wife and 2 children, Gabriela, then 17, and Adam, 10. On the morning of September 11th, he went to Lower Manhattan, where his sister says he worked at a construction site. After the attack on the World Trade Center, his workplace was shut down. So he walked to Brooklyn and sometime later went to a Polish employment agency. There, he was offered a job to clean a Pathmark supermarket in Flatbush. The pay was around $10 an hour and he would start that same night. But first, he went home and called his wife, Eva.
And I told him, just in case, don't leave tonight because it can be dangerous in New York. But it later turned out he was supposed to go late at night to a neighborhood that he didn't know at all. He borrowed a map from his landlady. I spoke to her later. She tried to stop him. Told him it wasn't a good neighborhood. It was not a good time to go there. And definitely not on that particular day.
But he went anyway. He took the A train from Far Rockaway and got off at Utica Avenue station. He walked towards Albany Avenue where the supermarket was located. But his directions were way off. The store was almost 4 miles south from where he was. Then he took a wrong turn and ended up on Albany Avenue between Fulton and Decatur. Local residents say even they try not to go there.
The best time to go through, to walk Albany between Fulton and Decatur, is from 7 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m. Thereafter, you're on your own.
That's Michelle Bryce. She's been living on Decatur Street since 1959.
So what probably happened was he came down Albany Avenue at the wrong time of night, generally speaking on the left-hand side, and that's when he probably met his Jesus.
The police say once on that block, quote, Siwiak got involved with a group of one or more people. Detective Michael Prate of the 79th Precinct says it's not clear what prompted the shooting.
There are no leads. The block at that time was an active block for both narcotics and street robberies. And unfortunately, somehow in there, he engaged. He spoke very little English. So if it was, you know, an attempted robbery, maybe he didn't understand what was going on. But whatever that struggle lied, that's how it went.
Hendrik's bag was found on the stoop on 119 Decatur Street, where he most probably knocked for help, but no one answered the door. Police were not able to determine if any of his belongings were missing. Hendrik's sister speculates that her brother may have been shot because of his appearance.
He had an army uniform. He wasn't a typical Slavic man. He was like Arab or another man from East.
Lucena thinks because of his dark hair and extremely white skin, he may have attracted attention that could have angered someone on that day. Since he was wearing his army fatigues, she wonders if Hendrik was taken for a terrorist. Detective Braid.
At this point, everything is possible. We haven't heard anything like that from any people in the community. Nobody has indicated that to us. There's no significant targets that a terrorist would target here.
There's a $12,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the killer, offered by NYPD and Crime Stoppers. But Hendrik's wife has no hope the perpetrator will be caught. She and her two children have paid a heavy toll. Eva had known Hendrik since they were kids. His death turned her life upside down. To support her family, she quit her low-paying academic job and became a middle school biology teacher.
I had to handle it because I have always been self-reliant. 10 years passed. Some things are healing. Emotionally, our son felt it the most. He was 10 and I had to work, take care of the children, and I didn't have time to think how I felt. Now I have time to think how I feel. And I'm tired of this self-reliance that was forced upon me.
September 5th this year, it would have been Eva and Hendrik's 30th wedding anniversary. For WNYC, I'm Eva Karniendrychowska.